Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your wonderful resurrection life. It's also our inheritance, our destiny to have the God quality of life, eternal life. So we just thank you. Thank you for Zoe life, a life that comes from above, the life that was our destiny, but through sin, we were separated from it. But thank you now, our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, sin has been dealt with, and we are now raised and seated with him, co-heirs of all the goodness of you, the Godhead has. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you work with us, and you lead us, Lord, to the abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 16 to 19. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we could just see the wonderful understanding, you know, that through Jesus' resurrection from the dead, that he has all authority. And so he is the answer. He is the source of our faith. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith for the better lives. And our sin has been dealt with. And so also here we can see that those fallen asleep, those that's passed on, believers that have passed on, they in a better place. The Lord says, absent from the body is present with the Lord. So this is the wonderful thing of this message. This resurrection life is the life that Jesus enjoys now, but he also shares it with these brothers and sisters in the faith. It's faith that he gives us. So we can be finished with sin that brings fear and brings darkness and gets us nowhere. But we can now have the faith of the Son of God because he loved us and gave himself for us. The last part of Galatians 2 verse 20, gave himself. So we got a very present help. I love that video we saw there. You know, if you needing help, and we need help every day. Every day we've got to run this race. Every day we need to be in faith. Every day we need to be a witness to the goodness of God. We are his witnesses. Why? Because we are his workmanship. And so the wonderful thing is we know Christ is alive and we are his witnesses. And I'm thinking of that video where that guy says that if you don't know what to do and you're on a crossroads, and you've got Muhammad and all these other so-called religions, but they're all dead, and then there's one alive. Who are you going to listen to? I love that. You listen to Jesus. Jesus is alive. We're married to him. We are co-heirs with him of God. And so that's what we've got to take hold of. And that's why this last verse here, verse 19, what it's saying, if you just in the natural, you carnal, and you're going to get nowhere. You've got to know that the God quality of life, the resurrection life, eternal life, all the same things, life in abundance has been made available to Jesus. So you're not just in the senses here, in the natural. You are taking hold of the supernatural, because the supernatural goodness of God in heaven is coming on this earth as it is in heaven. So that's what we represent. So we're not a pitiable, oh shame, those poor Christians. Yeah. They got no answers. We got answers. We've got life and life in abundance. So this, you know, we will be pitiable if we just looking at this natural world and think this is the way it is and this is the way it's going to stay. No, we are people that we know we have been set free from this world, and we're now in Christ, and we in this world, but not of this world. And so we've got a blessed Savior, a blessed Father and blessed expectations, where God gives us wonderful promises through faith, and then he brings it to pass. So we walking with the Lord and bearing fruits together with him. We are his witnesses. We give evidence of the God quality of the life that has been made available through the resurrection of Jesus, through resurrection life. And that's what we share. There is nothing greater. There is nothing more beautiful. There's nothing more to wait for. This reality has already come in Jesus Christ, but it's a progressive walk from glory to glory as we stay, and we came in like children, didn't know what to, thinking wrongly, speaking wrongly, but then he takes us into maturity, into the throne room to see and hear, and then we wake up, we are finished with the foolish ways, and we stand for the things of God. That's what that scripture says in 1 Corinthians 12. So we can see what he sees and know what he knows. And then to that measure, we're partaking of the resurrection. To that measure, we are partaking of perfection. So always just push forward in Jesus, because all sufficiency has come in Jesus. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed and God has raised you so that in the time to come, he may show his goodness in you and through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.